WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin has held his first conversation with Johnny Manziel since allegations surfaced of being paid for signing autographs.
Whatever comes out of that conversation, I doubt will be discussed publicly. But certainly that will it'll be discussed internally, and that information is important.
Sumlin told reporters yesterday any change in Manziel's practice routine depends on what they learn. Kevin will have more in sports. The Bryan City Council is being asked to consider a property tax rate for next year that won't go up and might go down a little more than a penny. Mayor Jason Bienski says growth continues to help.
We have seen some growth in a tough economy. Our sales tax has been very healthy. We've had a lot of new construction, a lot of new development in Bryan.
Tonight's council agenda includes setting dates for public hearings. Next year's budget also takes into account no change in water and wastewater rates, while any increase in the electric bill is to cover construction costs of bringing wind power to Bryan. Three more people have filed for the Bryan School Board. Two are incumbents, current board president Doug Wunderberger and board secretary Felicia Benford. Also filing is a second person who wants to succeed Maritza Hoffman, who has announced she's not running for re-election. Trey Moore filed yesterday following Josh Smith, who made his announcement last week. The Bryan board met yesterday afternoon. Action included amending the contract of Superintendent Tommy Wallace regarding future pay raises. The board tied increases to what is given to staff employees who are not educators. That would mean Wallace will receive an increase next year of 3.5%. Meanwhile, test questions have finally been released for the STAR statewide assessment exam. The Texas Education Agency's Debbie Ratcliffe says they've had a lot of interest in them since the test was first rolled out last year.
People want to see these tests. They've only had sample questions to look at before. And we know that a lot of teachers and parents and teacher preparation programs look at the test and help them decide how to present material or what to teach.
Ratcliffe says the legislature this session is now requiring the STAR exam to be released on an annual basis for the next 3 years. Every time it's released, Ratcliffe says the state must spend $2.4 billion to create new test questions. Pay raises are headed to Blinn College employees. The Board of Trustees recently approved a 3% raise for faculty and staff that's designed to offset an increase in health insurance premiums. Teachers were given a longevity payment of $400, while selected staff employees will be getting additional money to bring their salaries in line with other state community colleges and private employers. That follows a study where non-faculty salaries averaged almost 16% below the median. The same study showed faculty pay was in line with the market. The cost for increasing pay is nearly $1.7 million. There's a new phishing email to watch out for, in which the scammers have done a very convincing impersonation of Dun & Bradstreet.
It'll look real. It'll say that they've received a complaint about your business and that you need to get in touch with them. So they're going to give you some link to click on. And basically what Dun & Bradstreet Credibility Corporation are saying is they're using our logo, right, and even the contact information is correct.
Better Business Bureau President Bill McGuire says don't click any links which could cause you to download a virus or malware. Instead, call Dun & Bradstreet yourself to double check. Election officials around Texas recently returned from a meeting with the Secretary of State's office regarding the new voter ID law. Brazos County Clerk Karen McQueen says the key is that the name on your voter registration card should match your photo ID.
The way the ID works, they're looking at your name. Although they can use address and birth dates to tie names together. Like, my name is Karen Elaine, but my driver's license has my maiden name, you know. But there are ways that the judges can use their judgment to try to make sure that is the right person.
McQueen says there are two exceptions to showing voter IDs, one involving natural disasters and the other for a permanent disability. Meanwhile, a law approved in the legislature allows your doctor's office to swipe the strip on the back of your driver's license. Dr. Buddy Swift of the Texas Medical Association says it's an effort to save time by not writing down information like your date of birth.
There's nothing new. There's no additional information. There are no privacy issues, really, in regard to medical information.
Swift says with doctors spending more and more time filling out forms, this will give them a little bit of a break. And the state senator whose filibuster over abortion put her on the national political stage appeared in Washington, D.C. yesterday.
I can say with absolute certainty that I will run for one of two offices, either my state Senate seat or the governor.
During the National Press Club event, Democrat Wendy Davis of Fort Worth was also asked about becoming Hillary Clinton's vice presidential running mate, to which Davis said, "We'll have to find out whether Hillary is planning to run first." WTAW News Time is 7:14. It's 77 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Need to replace the flooring in your home? The time is now with Zwirneman Flooring's Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale. Hi, this is Leah. Our warehouse is overstocked, so we're selling everything to make room. Looking for exquisite tile, wood, or laminate flooring? Zwirneman has it, and it's got to go. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but they can't beat the Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale at Zwirneman Flooring. Zwirneman Flooring, we're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Did you ever try to dial a cell phone with gloves on? Ever had a job site without cell service? And what if you need to get a message to a whole crew at once? The only way to make this happen is with a two-way system from Skyline Communications. Skyline radios have expanded range, tough, durable handsets, and no data charges. Let Skyline show you the cost-effective way to stay in touch. Don't spend money on data or cracked glass on your phones. Call Charles Culver at Skyline Communications, 775-2800. Two-way. That's 775-2929. Serving businesses for 33 years.
There's a lot to be said for convenience, but when it comes to your dental health, Arendt's Family Dentistry in Bryan is closer than you think. Since 1984, Arendt's has maintained a reputation for providing the finest, most advanced dental care for your entire family. Using state-of-the-art technology for every procedure, Arendt's provides the big city benefits of dental care with that small-town feel.
Call 268-1407 or visit arendtsdds.com. That's A-R-E-N-T-S. DDS.com.
Voted best of the Brazos Valley. Arendt's Family Dentistry and Bryan. We're closer than you think.
Good morning at 7:15. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure continues to sit over the Gulf of Mexico this morning, and that's why we're going to continue to forecast sunshine and warm temperatures. Should be around 100 or so today. A few spots may get just above 100. It'll be clear, warm tonight, low 75 to 80. Sunshine tomorrow, we're at or just above 100 degrees tomorrow afternoon. Clear tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Sunny for Thursday, highs be 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. We'll fill in some of the blanks with Aggie football and Johnny Manziel. We'll also get you caught up with Alex Rodriguez and the Biogenesis debacle. And we've got some not-so-good news if you're a NASCAR fan with Tony Stewart. All that and more with sports, and we'll do that for you at about 7:50.
You know, I like the way Rob mentions there might be a few places where it's over 100.
Might be.
For instance, if you're in the state of Texas.
If you're outside.
Yeah, that too. So there you are. Or your car's in the garage for more than 20 minutes. Yeah. So the GOP is threatening to pull any 2016 presidential debates from CNN and NBC unless they pull the plug on their film productions that they have planned about former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
Really?
Rince Priebus, the guy with a weird name, he's the head of the RNC right now, says that he's disturbed and disappointed, and he admonishes the networks for producing their extended commercial and political ad masquerading as an unbiased production. So,
because they've never done anything like that.
No. I hope they make this, but... And I don't know what they would call the Hillary Clinton special necessarily or docudrama, but I would go...
The fact is, we had four dead Americans.
Uh-huh.
Was it because of a protest or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans?
Uh-huh.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, let's call it that. What difference does Benghazi make? Can we do that?
Oh,
I'm just saying.
You're being rather inflammatory today.
Well, I know, but okay, and let's do this. Let's make sure that we get Blu-ray copies of it and give them to all of the families of the Americans that were killed in Benghazi.
Mm.
Yeah.
Are we talking about these false things that everybody keeps talking about?
Right. Let's just, yeah.
All the phony controversies?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Let's just call it, what difference does it make? Put that right over there. Man. And in the meantime, I think probably most folks know, but if not, kind of a deal that went on behind the scenes in the last year, sponsor boycotts. They were pretty much aimed at Rush and Sean. There's not any doubt about that.
Oh, no question.
Now, what's interesting is it may have, in fact, also had a negative impact on the liberal talk shows as well. On reliable sources, that's on CNN, the host Tom Hartman said that David Brock and Media Matters were leading the boycott against the Limbaugh crusade. His quote, which did presumably some damage on Limbaugh's show. I can tell you it did a lot of damage to progressive, that means liberal, talk radio, because a lot of advertisers right across the board just said, pull me out of all talk radio.
Mm.
I don't know what Limbaugh's numbers are, but I can tell you that on our side, progressive radio took a hit as a consequence. Well, there you go then. See how all that works out for you. Hello?
Yeah, could we just call it, instead of what difference does it make, could we just call it phony?
Okay. Yeah. You know how sometimes they'll put that disclaimer at the front of a television show?
Based on real life events.
Exactly, right. This anything that has to do with real life events was simply coincidental. Okay. So what's for lunch today?
Meatloaf.
Really?
That's just the first thing that popped into my head.
Oh.
You brought me back to those years of public school where today's lunch is a bread tangle of pizza.
A bread tangle of... You know, a long time ago when I went to school at A&M Consolidated, and I've told this story before, but the cafeteria, which is kind of where the Barbara Bush Center is right now, we would have... They'd call it hamburgers, but it's basically loose meat, you know. It's kind of like Sloppy Joe's.
Like cows running through the street?
Well, No. I mean, just it's loose meat. It's not a patty. And they put it on a hamburger bun. And then, of course, there's some of us who wanted mustard. And basically, the way you got mustard was there were open jars of mustard with spoons in them. And you just slide them down, and you take mustard, and you'd slam it onto the bun, and then put the spoon back in and pass the
jar
down.
It's called a communal germ share.
Exactly. Well, yeah, but see, and guess what? I've lived a little while since then.
And it increases your immunity.
Exactly. I mean, it's the same as drinking out of a water hose, but... I mean, they wouldn't dare do that now, would they? I mean, they wouldn't put an open jar of mustard out there for
you. I'm allergic to other kids' saliva.
Yeah, something like that. But anyway, if you're thinking burger... Get a little music going here. Because, I mean, this is good stuff. Uh-huh. Just kind of mellow it out a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
This sounds, I'm waiting.
This sounds fine.
Yeah. McDonald's has launched a trio of luxury burgers in Japan.
Luxury burgers.
Yep. Each of the burgers in the Quarter Pounder Jewelry Series costs about $10 without a meal. In other words, no soda and no fries. It's just the burger. But each includes ingredients such as thickly sliced pineapple and bacon.
Ooh.
Monterey Jack cheese, black truffle sauce, chorizo, and avocado. Yeah. Anyway, and then to match that, of course, they've decided that they want to have minimalistic packaging to go along with it, as opposed to a brown bag, because we know, especially in Seattle, you can't be doing that. McDonald's now be using a glossy white paper bag with their specially printed golden arches and a gold foil front for these Quarter Pounder Jewelry Series burgers.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
They get all the good stuff in Japan.
We turned off Casablanca. Oh, there we go.
Yeah. If you'd like me to make a loop of that for you, we'll do it. That way you can play in your head for the rest of the day if you'd like to do that.
It's better than some stuff that gets stuck in my head.
Well, okay, I'm not going there. Not all casinos in the U.S. are smoke-free. And there's good evidence as to why they should be. Researchers found that casinos that instituted non-smoking rules found less of a need for ambulances.
Well, that's good.
I guess.
Interesting.
Study published in the journal Circulation, which often we've wondered, what is the circulation of circulation, found a reduction of 22.8% in calls for ambulances after a smoke-free policy was implemented at a casino in Colorado. There have been strong evidence tied to fewer hospitalizations for cardiac and pulmonary events following the enactment of the smoke-free laws. Just 19 states and Puerto Rico require state-related casinos to be smoke-free. Most Native American tribal casinos permit smoking. And, you know, if you go to, and I guess it's interesting because we really do in Bryan College Station live in a fairly smoke-free environment.
Most part.
You know, you go to the big city and there may be some restaurants where they still allow smoking, which is a little unusual. But it really is still around a lot in Las Vegas. And the last hotel I stayed in, they had the casino, the gaming area, which allowed smoking, okay? But the corridor passing through the casino, and of course the casino is about the size of a football field, right? They have this area that goes through and it says, this corridor is non-smoking. Well, okay, just on the, there's no wall or anything. It's just a passage through the casino, but it said that would be non-smoking. So, of course, you can't smell any smoke as you walk through there.
Well, maybe they didn't want people smoking in the passage.
Could very well be.
It just acts as a giant ventilation shaft.
But, yeah, it does. And, again, it's like anything else. It's just whatever you get used to. But if you go there and you sit down to game, for instance, and somebody sits down next to you, there's a fair chance that they smoke. And, you know, that is a little bit annoying, but nonetheless. Just keep buying the cigarettes, okay?
It's for the kids.
That's all we ask you to do if you'll just keep buying that. When was the last time we talked about Jane Austen, Kat? I mean, it's been a while, hasn't it?
I don't think I've ever heard you talk about Jane Austen, but I'm getting excited real fast.
Here we go. Kelly Clarkson paid $228,000 for a ring that was once owned by Jane Austen. Problem is now the British government doesn't want the ring to leave the country.
Oops.
The cultural minister put an export ban on the one-of-a-kind item on September the 30th. Now, she said, now, if a British citizen comes forward to buy the ring, Kelly says she'll be happy to sell it if it means that that'll make the British government happy.
She's so nice.
That's kind of rotten.
But how can you do that? I mean, well, of course, they're the government. I guess they can
do
anything.
Whatever they want. Yeah.
So there's our Jane Austen reference for today.
Well, I'm proud of you, Scott.
Oh, thanks.
Hi, this is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. If you're making summer travel plans, make sure to include a trip to BCS Tires and Lifts to keep your car running great all summer long. BCS Tires and Lifts is your locally owned Tire Pros dealer. BCS Tire Pros is offering a great selection of top name brand tires and auto service, all backed with a nationwide warranty and free roadside assistance for 1 year. That's right, a free roadside assistance and a nationwide warranty. Give us your keys and put your mind at ease. Call us at 979-314-2484. Or go online at bcstirepros.com.
Good morning. It's 725 of Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway. Or at morefeed.com. Hot today. Heat index probably at 106 or so, and winds up 10 to 15, gusting to 20. Tonight a low of about 80, and then we'll do more of the same tomorrow. That includes the heat and the wind. And then they're saying, at least right now, on Saturday, there's a 20% chance of showers, and we won't make 100. Keep your fingers crossed. Basically, looking at the radar map, there's no rain in Texas or any state that touches Texas. So, yeah, that'd be high pressure. Right now, we're looking at winds out of the south at 6 miles an hour, 90% relative humidity, and we've got 78 degrees out there.
What's the best way to transform your next gathering or event? T-shirts, custom-made T-shirts that you design online with Custom Ink. Whether a big game, reunion, charity fundraiser, with Custom Ink, any occasion becomes a memorable event.
Thanks, Custom Ink!
On-time delivery is guaranteed, and we'll even ship your order absolutely free.
Start designing your Custom Ink T-shirts today and see why 99% of our customers say they would order from us again. CustomInc.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Listen to this headline. Bloomberg News. House Republicans set to defy Obama are mostly white men. The reporter of this story from Bloomberg claims that the core group of Republicans who oppose Obama's next round of out-of-control spending are 41 white guys, mostly from the South. This racial hit piece goes on to link these 41 mostly white Southerners who dare defy Obama to the Koch brothers, evil rich GOP donors. And guess what? Chick-fil-A lunches are served at a monthly meeting some of these politicians attend. Now, the author of this dreck is Greg Giroux, and he's a mostly white guy. He attended the College of William and Mary, made up of mostly white students. We don't know what he eats at his mostly white reporters' lunch meetings, but he works for an organization run by mostly white guys from northern states. That news and propaganda service earns huge bucks for the mostly white mayor of New York, Michael Bloomberg, whose inner circle is made up of mostly white northern guys. Now, on occasion, the mostly white mayor, Bloomberg, has defied our sometimes mostly white, sometimes mostly black president, Barack Obama, whose cabinet and regime, incidentally, are comprised of mostly white guys from the Northeast. So what's to be done about these mostly white northern guys who routinely defy the will of the mostly white, for now anyway, American people?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard of some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as greater energy, increased strength and stamina, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byinsky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit emeraldridgeestates.com today.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31 at 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Tonight's Bryan City Council agenda includes setting dates for public hearings on next year's budget. Mayor Jason Byinsky says the goal was to maintain or drop the property tax rate.
By attracting those businesses and those entities and those new residences to town will help us reduce that tax rate and still offer the same quality services for our citizens.
And staff's proposal is to consider a tax levy that won't go up and might go down a little more than a penny. The only cost increase next year might be the BTU surcharge ordered by state regulators to bring wind power to the city. No rate increases are proposed for city wastewater and water customers. Day one of fall football practice at A&M is in the books. Before taking the field, head coach Kevin Sumlin told reporters there's no change in Johnny Manziel's routine, at least for now.
We're going to practice however we do it. As the facts start to come in, we'll adjust accordingly.
Sumlin said he planned on meeting with Manziel yesterday about allegations of being paid for signing autographs. What was said, according to the coach, will remain private. Kevin will have more in sports. The Bryan School Board has given the district superintendent a pay raise for this year and in future years. Trustees yesterday amended Tommy Wallace's contract to tie his raise to the percentage given to staff who are not educators. For the new school year, that will mean an increase of 3.5%. In the meantime, there are now two people interested in the Bryan ISD board position that will be vacated when Maritza Hoffman leaves office. Filing yesterday was Trey Moore joining Josh Smith, who announced last week. Two other incumbents, Board President Doug Wunneberger and Secretary Felicia Benford, have filed for re-election. Ever since the STAR statewide assessment test was launched last year, people have been asking to see the test questions. The Texas Education Agency's Debbie Ratcliffe says the questions are now available for public viewing.
I think that people just want to see the test, and we're anxious to show it to them, because once people see the test, they'll be able to judge for themselves that they're valid and reliable and good test.
Ratcliffe says the trade-off is because when the questions are released from the old test, a new test has to be developed. That costs more than $2.4 billion. The STAR exam is set to be released every year for the next 3 years. The Blinn College Board of Trustees is adding nearly $2 million into faculty and staff salaries. Recent action follows a study showing non-faculty salaries averaged almost 16% below the median. Trustees approved spending more than $750,000 to bring selected staff salaries in line with other state community colleges and the private sector. While the same study showed faculty pay was in line with the market, trustees approved a $400 longevity payment. All this is in addition to a 3% cost of living increase, totaling more than $900,000. That will offset the increase Blinn employees will pay in health insurance premiums. A new state law allows doctor's offices to swipe the strip on the back of your driver's license.
It will speed up the intake process for patients. It will improve the accuracy of that entire process.
Dr. Buddy Swift of the Texas Medical Association says this will also give a little bit of a break to office employees. Meanwhile, state and county election officials are working through the requirements of the new voter ID law. Brazos County Clerk Karen McQueen, who recently attended a seminar put on by the Secretary of State's office, says there are two exceptions.
They can go to the voter registrar and get a permanent disability exemption. So they won't have to show an ID, but they will have to have their voter card that shows exemption. And another exemption is temporary, and that's based on natural disasters. So all that can be done at the voter registrar's office.
McQueen says those without a photo ID can get one at the Department of Public Safety. While the third special session resumed yesterday in Austin, State Senator Wendy Davis was in Washington, D.C. During a National Press Club luncheon, she was asked about her political future.
I'm working very hard to decide what my next steps will be. I do think that in Texas, people feel like we need a change from the very fractured, very partisan leadership that we're seeing in our state government right now.
Davis received national attention for her filibuster during the first special session against increased regulations for abortion providers. And there's a new email scam reaching Bryan College Station inboxes. Better Business Bureau President Bill McGuire says it looks like a real letter from Dun & Bradstreet claiming that there's a complaint about your business, but the link they've given is a phony and will cause your computer to download malware or a virus.
Spammers love to target legitimate companies and instill a sense of false urgency for the recipient to get you to do something you're not supposed to do. Any legitimate company out there that's national can be used. So consumers need to be aware and businesses be aware of this type of scam.
McGuire says the frauds have even included the real logo and contact information. The key is to call Dun & Bradstreet yourself and verify. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 78 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 8:06. Or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos Valley progress is everywhere. Planes, trains, and cars are constantly coming and going. Buildings are under construction. And each weekend, thousands of visitors gather for the events that flavor our community. But as we grow, trauma accidents and injuries are growing with us. Safety comes in the form of St. Joseph. Now with the highest level trauma program in the region. We hope you never need us, but we're here if you do. St. Joseph Health System.
closer to home.
Norma G Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Norma G Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Norma G Tractor. Pay cash and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Norma G Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Norma G Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norma G, Texas. Visit normangtractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor.
Did you ever try to dial a cell phone with gloves on? Ever had a job site without cell service? And what if you need to get a message to a whole crew at once? The only way to make this happen is with a two-way system from Skyline Communications. Skyline radios have expanded range, tough, durable handsets, and no data charges. Let Skyline show you the cost-effective way to stay in touch. Don't spend money on data or cracked glass on your phones. Call Charles Culver at Skyline Communications, 775-2-WAY. That's 775-2929. Serving businesses for 33 years.
Good morning. It's 7:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or give them a call at 268-1162.
Large area of high pressure will continue to build our way, and as it does so, it'll continue to keep our weather very sunny and warm. All that sunshine today leading to a high at or just above 100 degrees. Clear tonight, 75 to 80. It'll be sunny tomorrow, around 100. Clear tomorrow night, 75 to 80. We'll have sunshine on Thursday. Highs Thursday afternoon are going to be somewhere between 95 and 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
We'd like to have that guy in place now. You know, we think Johnny is our quarterback.
Find out more about the Johnny Manziel investigation and a whole lot more with A&M football as they started off yesterday. We'll do that for you in sports here in just a little bit. Also, A-Rod back in the news for the PED scandal and a whole lot more. We'll cover it for you here in about 12 minutes.
There goes 7:39. It's Tuesday, you know, of course. I'm not even going to wait on the phone call today. I'm just going to be proactive because, you know, it's time to you need to get the workout done early in the day, obviously, because it's almost already 80 degrees. So, Kat, I don't know. Do you have any workout tunes you'd like to hear us do?
Not at the moment.
Okay, then I'll just.
Yes, sir. AC/DC, thank you.
Sure. Why not? Because, you know.
Angus, Brian Johnson.
Sure.
Little old band from Australia.
Yeah.
Play it loud.
See, that's it. See, yeah, Kevin is cranking his headphones up.
I like
up.
Hearing him
yes,
sing.
Yes, I am.
See, I mean,
that's
okay, but and the song is fine. I don't like his voice. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I just don't like his voice. The song is okay. The voice is not good. So let's try this.
I can
don't you blaspheme on this radio station? This blaspheming.
That's it.
What is this?
This is Camille and Kennerly. These are two ladies who are playing electric harps. And they're the new internet sensation.
Well, make them stop.
Oh, yeah.
If you ever wanted to hear Stairway to Heaven.
No.
Or, yeah.
Not like
or,
this.
Or The Highway to Hell on harp. Now you can do that. Painted Black by the Rolling Stones. The Star Trek theme. And Game of Thrones, which is, after all, soap opera with swords. There you go.
Now, I never cared for the harp until I watched my first Marx Brothers movie. And Harpo was playing, and I got chills up all my arms and was like, oh, my gosh.
All of her arms.
I hey, love
Kevin, her. All of her arms.
She got up all of her arms.
Both of Dang. My arms.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right.
Thank you for making that stop.
Yeah. You didn't like that, huh?
No.
Ah. You guys with rock and roll
it's
in your
It's not
bones.
Rock and roll, man.
Yeah, I hear you. Oh, well, there you go. Our buddy Henry Mayo brings us interesting things about Brazos County. Did you ever wonder why Finfeather Road is called Finfeather Road?
Yeah, I imagine it's a flying fish.
Because it sits just right there in the middle of, you know, whatever.
Between fin and feather?
Exactly.
I think a flying fish would be cooler.
The story begins with the lease of a newly built international Great Northern Railway. You know IGN Road out south of town?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's International and Great Northern Railway.
Well, what's F&B Road?
F&B is feed and breathe.
That's not what people call it.
I understand, but that's what it is. But anyway, here's what happened. The story began with the lease of the newly built International Great Northern Railway, INGN, Pond, which is 1.5 miles south of their depot in Bryan. Okay? The Fish Tank and Pleasure Resort was in today's edition of the Bryan Morning Eagle back in 1902. Said a number of citizens of Bryan have secured from Leroy Trice, the general manager of the INGN Railway, a lease of the railroad tank south of the city for a period of 15 years, and the intent is to stock the tank with fine fish. Because what they did is back then the railroads would build big ponds or tanks at a lot of the crossings because the locomotives needed water because they were steam engines. And there were any number of those all across all sorts of rail lines. There were some down in what's now College Station, but there was this particular one that was south of Bryan. So only a few weeks after the number of citizens leased the pond, it was stocked with bass and crappie. And apparently, the club named themselves the Finfeather. Then, a few months later, fish were in danger of being lost to flooding, according to additional accounts that were in the newspaper. So there you go. That's how Finfeather got its name. That's why you listen to the radio show. You can find out stuff like that. Researchers at Georgia Institute of Technology had nothing else to do, so they demonstrated a new atomic force microscope printing process that printed a replica of the Mona Lisa 30 microns wide. The definition of 30 microns is not very much, okay? So it's not very much wide.
Why?
It's actually one-third the width of a human hair. Because they had nothing else to do, and obviously they had funding for it.
I think it's cool.
Well, you know, there you go. They got that going. And while we're on a musical kick today, here we go.
Sounds like football season.
Well, it does, doesn't it?
I like that music.
Yeah, well, it's that time of year. It's time to find out the Party School of America.
Yeehaw.
Yes, indeed.
I went to one of those.
Did you? Well, America's strangest educational rituals, of course, assessing which of our college students get the most drunk, is once again upon us. Number 10 this year is Lehigh University. Number 9 is Penn State. Number 8 is the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Now, they used to have the title year in and year out, but not anymore.
Yep.
Ohio University is number 7. Number 6 is the University of Florida. Number 5 is Syracuse. Number 4 is West Virginia. Number 3, the University of Illinois. Number 2, Cal Santa Barbara. And number 1, for the second year in a row, the University of Iowa.
Because there's nothing else to do.
That's right. The University of Iowa, by the way, has won this twice in a row. In spite of the fact that there has been a concerted effort by the school's administration to curb binge drinking. So that's not working so well for them.
I went to a D2 school, and were on that list when I was in college.
There you go. Congratulations.
I tried to help.
When I was in college, we were on Playboy's Most Beautiful Women list. I'm just saying. We weren't a party school at Baylor, but...
Oh, that you weren't, huh? Oh, you weren't,
really?
Huh? Okay.
Only with Dr. Pepper and ice cream.
Sure, you just keep believing that.
Yeah, flaming Dr.
Okay.
Pepper.
Let's see.
Hey, I was in the theater department, okay?
I think as far as the SEC is concerned, of course, Florida in at number 6, and good for them, and then Georgia in at number 11, and then Mississippi at 14, so that's about it. University of Texas came in at number 15, and that's it, but... Again, good on you for the old Iowas once again.
Now that song's in my head.
Oh, what, that the fight song?
Bing, bing, Iowa. Yeah.
Wow. By the way, it's written by Meredith Wilson.
Oh, well, thank heavens for that.
Yeah. I mean, how many people have Broadway composers do that for them? I mean, that would be Iowa's claim to fame.
Speaking of non sequiturs, what's the best way you ever got out of a ticket?
All right.
How about that?
Okay.
Kat?
I haven't gotten a ticket.
Ever?
Really?
Mm-mm.
You better knock on something.
Yeah, all right.
You ever use anything?
No, not really.
See, I was just fess up, too.
Yeah, it was just his best. I mean, if they decide they won't, then they won't.
Yep. Well, a lady was busting at 82 miles an hour in a 65.
Okay.
And when the cop finally caught up with her, she said, "My dad's dying." And he said, "Okay, well, we'll cut you loose." Took her information and bailed. He got back to the police station and said, "You know, I think I'm going to look at this."
Mm-hmm.
He died in 2008.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh.
They find her?
She was also driving on a suspended registration. He tracked her down.
Her, yep.
Showed up at the door with a copy of the obit.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
And she said,
Don't spend another spring or summer family vacation with discontent kids in the car for hours on end. This year, bring vacation to your own backyard with Lion Home Products. Lion Home Products will create your own permanent vacation spot without all the hassle. Lion Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor kitchen and barbecue setting, offering custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Visit lionhomeproducts.com. That's L-Y-N-E, homeproducts.com, or call 229-9051. Today.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
I love my kids, but there are times I'd rather not talk about them. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Before having children, my wife Jean and I would go out to restaurants and spend hours talking about interesting topics like culture or books we were reading, or our childhoods. We enjoyed many unhurried evenings discussing everything under the sun. Today, we have two wonderful sons, and don't get me wrong, we love this stage of our lives, but a lot of things have changed, like going out for a date. Not only does it happen less often, but when we do go out, our talk shifts from these grand ideas to superheroes, and from breaking news throughout the world to the latest big news from elementary school. In the process, I've realized that if I'm not careful, something else important can slip, and that's the depth of our relationship as husband and wife. While being a great dad is incredibly important to me, so is being a great husband. The numerous dates at coffee shops may not come back anytime soon, but we can still plan lunch together or sneak away on a Friday evening for a little non-parenting related conversation. And guys, it's important to carve out time for deeper conversation with your wife. That may mean watching a little less sports or turning off the phone while a mini crisis brews at the office. But the moments are there. You just need to look for them. To help your marriage thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. I've got some important economic news. The economy is slowly improving, and we saw evidence of this on May 22nd in a speech from Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve. When the economy improves, prices tend to rise. And when prices rise, mortgage interest rates usually follow. So if you've considered refinancing your home, you'd better act fast, even if you're underwater. If your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans has helped hundreds of thousands of underwater homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you out there who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. Are you one of them? Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. We're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Besco Custom Jewelers. It is at 7:51. Yesterday afternoon, the Fighting Texas Aggie football team hit the gridiron for the 2013-2014 season, but not before Coach Sumlin, offensive coordinator Clarence McKinney, and defensive coordinator Mark Snyder and a few players met with the media. The Aggs are in the national spotlight, again, due in large part to Heisman Trophy winner Johnny Manziel, again, who is reportedly under investigation by the NCAA for receiving money in exchange for autographs he signed back in January. But Coach Sumlin had to deal with other off-season problems before he addressed that one concerning the death of Polo.
Your reaction is one of, okay, you know, for me, I've dealt with a lot of different things. But certainly, you know, looking 105 guys in the eye yesterday and talking about the death of their teammate was pretty difficult. And there's always going to be something, but nothing's going to be as bad as that.
But the team is not only dealing with that passing of a player, but the investigation of a teammate.
Your reaction is one of, okay, let's find out the facts. And like I said, our university is involved in that and doing their due diligence. And until we have the facts, whatever your reaction is not really important. It's what you do when you reach the facts.
So setting the controversy aside, I wanted to know a little bit of the X's and O's. I got a chance to ask offensive coordinator Clarence McKinney what the timeline was or a drop-dead date for finding a quarterback to run the offense effectively before the season started.
We'd like to have that guy in place now. You know, we think Johnny is our quarterback. He's been our quarterback. And until I'm told differently by Coach Sumlin, we're going to proceed as if Johnny's our quarterback.
So after the press conference, the Aggies drilled in shorts and helmet for approximately 2 hours with the NCAA-mandated preseason roster of 105 players. Among the 105 were 31 scholarship newcomers, including 27 freshmen, 3 JUCO transfers, and 1 4-year college transfer. Practice number 2 starts today at 5:30, and the Aggies will open against Rice on August the 31st. And, of course, all the action is live here on WTAW. Aggie Senior Associate Athletic Director Jason Cook confirmed that A&M had retained the legal counsel of Lightfoot, Franklin, and White. Lightfoot was the representative for Auburn in the Cam Newton investigation back in 2010. New York Yankees third baseman Alex Rodriguez has received a lengthy suspension for his association with the Biogenesis, a closed anti-aging clinic in Florida, accused of distributing PEDs.
The last 7 months has been a nightmare. You know, probably the worst time of my life, for sure. Obviously, for the circumstances that that are at hand, and also dealing with a very tough surgery and a rehab program, and being 38.
Rodriguez received the harshest penalty among players punished, a suspension that will run through the year 2014. However, Rodriguez has appealed the suspension and will be allowed to play until an arbitrator makes the decision on the matter. Others popped by the major leaguers was Rangers outfielder Nelson Cruz, Tigers shortstops Johanny Peralta, and Padres shortstop Everett Cabrera are among the 13 players to receive 50 game suspensions for their relationship with Biogenesis of America. By the way, Alex Rodriguez made his season debut and went 1-for-4 for the Ranger or the Yankees as they lost to the Chicago White Sox 8-1.
I love Chicago. I love the fans here. Just a great town, great people.
But they didn't treat him very well. He was booed loudly before his first at-bat, a single to left field in the second inning. In Astros baseball, LJ Hose scored twice to lead the Stros to a 2-1 win over the Bo Sox. Brett Oberholzer had 4 hits while walking 2 and striking out 2, and Oberholzer has thrown 14 scoreless innings in his first 2 career starts. The Texas Rangers beat the Los Angeles Angels 5-2 last night after losing their all-star outfielder Nelson Cruz to that 50-game suspension. Here's Ranger skipper Ron Washington on the big win for the Rangers.
I mean, Martin went out there and gave us a chance to get in that game. He pitched extremely well. I thought he and Pruszynski had good mix in pitches. And we kept battling, and, you know, we put some runs on the board. Beltre got us a big home run, and, you know, we got enough to win it.
The Rangers have won 7 of the last 8 and closed to within 2 games of the Oakland Athletics. LSU's leading rusher Jeremy Hill was reinstated to the football team yesterday after a judge extended his probation and did not order him back to jail. Tigers coach Les Miles said Hill will face, quote, internal punishment, but the sophomore running back was allowed to begin practice immediately. Miles declined to say how many, if any, games would be added to his punishment. Hill's reinstatement came as a result of a team vote that happened just before practice. This all stems from a guilty plea to a battery charge from an April incident which he punched a man at a Baton Rouge bar. And that was on the heels of his pleading guilty to carnal knowledge of a juvenile during his time as a high school student. And finally, 3-time NASCAR champion Tony Stewart, otherwise known as Smoke, will miss this weekend's road course race at Watkins Glen after breaking his right leg in a sprint car race Monday night at the Southern Iowa Speedway. Spokesman for Stewart said the 42-year-old driver broke his right tibia and fibula and had surgery after he was transported to a local hospital. An update is expected later on today. And that's your sports brought to you by Besco Custom Jewelers, Texas Made and Texas Proud. For more info, go to BescoJewelers.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Besco Custom Jewelers, where your money pays for what you're buying, not for where you're buying it. Brett Edmondson of Besco has been making custom jewelry in the Brazos Valley for the past 29 years. Besco Custom Jewelers operates as a professional jeweler, not jewelry store, specializing in design, restoration, and repair of platinum, gold, and silver jewelry. Brett would like to be your jeweler to earn your trust, whether it's a simple refinishing, ring sizing, or a special custom piece to mark life's special milestones. Besco Custom Jewelers. 764-8558 or click BescoJewelers.com.
Good morning. It's hot. We know that. Going to be hot for the next few days, and your utility bill may be showing that, and if it's not going in the direction that you want, let Intercon help you, because that's what Intercon does, is energy efficiency is what they are all about. If your home is, getting beaten by the sun a lot of the day, and probably one side of it is at least, you know, solar screens are a great way to cut down on that. It's really inexpensive, and it can make a difference instantly in the inside feel of your home and therefore your utility bill as well. And if you happen to be a BTU customer, they have some incentives that are out there to help you do that, because obviously they want to help you conserve energy, and Intercon has solutions for you. So the combination of Intercon with their expertise and then BTU with their initiatives make it a great time for you to be in touch with them. A home-owned company, homegrown people working right here with you side by side to make sure your energy numbers go down. They also have energy-efficient windows, too. So whether it's windows or solar screens, let Intercon help you. Give them a call at 823-3639.
As much as things change, they stay the same. Over the years, the banking industry and Texas have evolved, becoming more efficient, making life easier. And at Spirit of Texas Bank, we have all the latest tools for your banking needs. But we haven't forgotten the most important part, you. And that's why we say we're Texans helping Texans. Come see us today and let us give you the friendly experience that hasn't changed since the beginning.
Spirit of Texas Bank.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-nine out-after-five service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. High temperature today, 102, 105, something like that. Heat index will be above that. Continue that all through the weekend. There's a slight chance of rain on Saturday. Lows about 80, which is what we have now. WTAW College Station, Brian.